and he appealed to the Norwegian government to ensure a free and equitable distribution of international donor aid to the suffering people. So the Norwegians told us the important point they said was that there should be a common mechanism acceptable to both the parties in conflict, that is the government of Sri Lanka and the LTT, so that the aid assistance should directly reach the people without any bureaucratic or other hurdles. And we have also told them already the LTT is involved in discussions in a preliminary stage with the government to work out or formulate a mechanism, a regional mechanism, so that the aid should reach the tsunami affected people without any problems. So but the Norwegians plead with us that this mechanism should be worked out so that the international aid community can direct the assistance through the through this proposed mechanism, so that there will be equal distribution. This is the essence of discussions we had, and the Norwegians, as the Minister of Development has said, that she will enunciate certain principles to ensure the distribution of aid without discrimination, and that it should be inclusive in the sense that civil organizations, NGOs, should participate in the distribution of aid rather than with particular centralized structure. Though they are advocating a decentralization process so that the aid reach the people without bureaucratic barriers. Yes, any questions?